Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to our Dark Side of the Ring Season 1 review recap show type thing. I know today we're going to be doing... The Von Erichs. Of course, Kevin Von Erich is sort of our guide here in this episode. He's living in Hawaii, mm-hmm. And the episode is sort of framed around various shots of him engaging with nature. Climbing trees and stuff. Finding peace, basically.
Yes, that's what I was going to get to, is him finding peace amongst the years of turmoil and tragedy that filled his early adulthood.
Well, you can't think of a more diametrically opposed location from Texas than Hawaii. I mean, especially in the United States, they're very, very different things. Mm-hmm. And so I actually didn't know that he retired to Hawaii. That was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. You look at this guy and you think, my God, just the absolute tragedy that he has experienced in his life over and over and over again. And you can't help but feel, you know, when you see shots of like him playing with his grandkids and stuff, you know, it's like, man, it's so awesome that this guy actually found some peace seemingly, mm-hmm. and some joy with his, you know, with his family, with his immediate family. That was some interesting stuff. The one thing that sort of interested me, I don't know. I mentioned this to you off camera it's the Dark Side of the Ring, but obviously there's an incredible human element to it. I mean, that's one mm-hmm. thing that they have really gotten good at, especially in season two, is approaching it from the human perspective.
Totally.
And the emotional perspective. We saw this with Dino Bravo episode where they interview his family. Mm-hmm. They could have. This was not a judgment on Fritz Von Erich. And part of me wonders if they should have dived at least a little bit into the elements of this. I'm not going to say this is the result of bad parenting, but in terms of having your kids all dive into this and seeing the results of it, leads you to, you know, wonder, man, this guy really made some bad decisions with his family.
I don't remember them really getting into anything along those lines in the WWE WCCW documentary either. Both make a point of mentioning when the first child died.
Yeah.
Very young. Fritz became kind of a shell of himself after that.
Yeah.
So maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe, you know,
decisions maybe made subsequently. Who knows?
And I'm not sitting here standing in judgment by any means. I didn't know him. I wasn't there. I was decades before I was born. Actually, that's not true. It was like they were popular when I was being born. I mean, dude, you know, they had Kevin in on this and they had like the family in on this. So obviously they're not going to go and slander their dad. But yeah, man, it's an awful thing, and you gotta help but wonder, man, like putting your kids out there, and I don't know. I guess my point is, and I'm taking the scenic route there. The dynamics between him and his sons seems like it would be more interesting to explore on a deeper level, if that was possible, than what was done here.
Yeah.
The decisions that were made, yeah. How they all felt about each other, because my God, how many ended up committing suicide?
So
David was the sickness one. That was the one where he was
so
in Japan.
It was Carrie, it was Mike and Chris. So three.
Okay.
Three even committed suicide. David died in Japan.
Yeah.
From I believe stomach issues.
Thing. Yeah.
And then their youngest child died when.
Jeez.
Shocked, drowned in a puddle.
God, that is
at the
just
age of six.
That's
awful.
Just absolutely horrible. That is absolutely horrible. But yeah, I don't know. It was kind of interesting stuff. I mean, it was very interesting. It was stuff that, like, you know, we hadn't, you know, it was all stuff that we kind of knew. I think one of the more surprising things to me, which I never saw articulated as well in this episode, mm-hmm. was so, like, obviously one of the elements that play out here is the idea of presentation of appearance, keeping up appearances. Mm-hmm. And hey, we're this really successful family. We're a family of athletes, of wrestlers, and keeping up that, I don't know, I want to call it like rock star sort of look thing.
Yeah.
But like Kerry Von Erich lost his leg in like 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally gave an interview like a couple of years later, where he went on record as saying, yeah, I was in this really bad accident. They almost had to amputate my leg, which is a crazy thing because they had to amputate his leg.
There's footage in this of him at the hospital, like at a press conference, isn't there? But that wasn't the situation where he had to have several surgeries after the accident, and it wasn't until like he just started walking it on it.
So that was another thing. That was another thing that this particular documentary didn't really go into. And I don't remember if the WWE one did, but that's what I've read, is that he had several surgeries and he went on it to, like, it was kind of his premature activity on the foot that led to it going bad, and then they had to amputate it. But the fact that I had never seen that, like, he had actually said in an interview, yeah, they almost had to, they were so intent on covering it up, mm-hmm. that he actually went out and said hey, they almost had to do this. Well, they did have to do that.
Yeah.
And it was very impressive how he was still able to move.
Oh,
on that one leg. That was very impressive stuff.
It was pretty impressive. I mean, they even tried to kayfabe another Von Erich brother.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was funny.
Lance.
Which Von Erich? Yeah, Lance. There you go. I like that they brought that up. Especially because he was like a popular high school football star, yeah. that like everybody in town knew who he was. And then they tried to bring him in as a Von Erich, and you're, you know, killing the business at that point. It's like, wait, hold on a second. If Lance isn't real, are any of these other guys real? I didn't know too much about Chris Von Erich, the smallest one, little
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just absolutely tragic. Could you imagine being, you know, the one who is completely different from all the others? He's all tiny, not very athletic, not very coordinated, and he just looks up at his older brothers and is like, look at all these guys that are just like in amazing shape. They're all super tall, they're all super athletic, they all look great. And then he ends up committing suicide.
Yeah. So I guess
because he was so sad about that.
Chris had asthma. And so that meant, I guess, you know, if he had asthma from a young age, so he didn't grow to be as tall as his brothers. I guess the medication he was taking made his bones brittle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they said. Yeah. And so I think what happened is they mentioned here that he broke his arm, I believe, during the course of a match.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sent him on a bit of a spiral.
Yeah.
Downward.
Let's see here. I was actually kind of interested that... So again, I'm trying to remember what I knew about the WWE one, mm-hmm. but the idea that David was actually sort of considered the star of the group,
mm-hmm.
whenever I think of the Von Erichs, again, like I said, I was just being born while they were becoming popular. So I didn't, all my info about the Von Erichs sort of comes way after the fact.
Yeah.
And I've never really researched too deeply into them. I just knew that a bunch of them died. But that David was really like sort of the crown jewel of them, not Carrie.
Yeah.
And he's the one obviously who died in Japan from whatever the stomach issue was.
Mm-hmm.
And then like God, which one was it that, was it Mike? Yeah, Mike was the one who had the toxic shock syndrome and came back, and it was as if he had brain damage because he would talk all slow and stunted and stuff. It's just bad thing after bad thing after bad thing, Larson.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Did you have any other takeaways than that?
I mean, like from the main story of the Von Erich family, you know, their rise, their fall as wrestling dynasty, you pretty much got it there. And they offer the hope of Kevin finding peace at the end and also trying to find a way for the Von Erich legacy to live on through his kids, who are both wrestlers. I believe they're both in MLW right
they
now.
They are. That's correct, yeah. And Kevin has, like, in promos with them, too.
Yeah.
And then Lacey Von Erich was
TNA for a while.
She was a knockouts champion or knockouts tag champion.
Tag champion, yeah.
Yeah, knockouts tag champion.
So, you know, they're trying to have the family name live on in the wrestling business and push the legacy of you know the Von Erich family into I guess a more positive direction. So, you know, that's pretty neat to see his kids go on to wrestle.
Apparently, Lacey Von Erich now runs an advertising company in Southern California.
Oh.
According to Wikipedia, anyways.
Interesting.
So yeah, I am very interested to see, especially having seen this. I mean, I've always been curious about MLW. I've never really had time, perhaps, to give it a real shot. When all this pandemic stuff is over, I might try to make more of an effort because some of the names there are actually pretty exciting. And
yeah,
they're definitely names to look forward to for the future. Like, what's it, Jacob Fatu?
Yeah.
He's
fantastic.
There. Yeah, he's really great. We've seen him a couple times. Yeah, man, I don't really know what else to say about this beyond it's all just a bunch of depressing stuff. And I don't know at any point along the way, could this have been prevented if, you know, maybe the idea within the household wasn't that WCCW was the end all be all, you know, like, I don't know. Like, you have Chris Von Erich, obviously he's smaller. Did anybody ever attempt to go to him and say, hey, listen, man, you can contribute, but you know, it's not going to be in this. Like, let's before you get too deep into this. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
It might have just been a runaway freight train that nobody could have done anything about. That's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd like to think, God, God, five kids, five people dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrifying.
It is. It really is.
That's horrifying. So
it really is.
Hopefully you guys have a good day out there. Next week, what's next week's episode? Gino.
Yeah.
Is that the next one?
I think so. That's the one I have not seen yet.
I think that's, is that the last one or is there another
one?
No,
I think there's one more after that.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. I literally have the internet in front of me. I could look it up right now.
I know. The Moolah one has, we haven't watched
that. Ah, that's the last one. Moolah was the last one.
I didn't see that one. Actually, I didn't see that one either.
Death of Gino and then Moolah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces of the Moolah one. Again, very depressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways. I started watching the Gino one and that didn't seem like it's going to be an uplifting episode either.
Probably not. I mean, it is the dark side of the ring.
I mean, it is called The Mysterious Death of Gorgeous Gino.
Right. I'm trying to think, are any of these, I mean, some of the thing is, dude, some of these have like a little sliver of like the UWF one. Yeah, Herb Abrams died, but everybody had really nice things to say about this guy. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I guess David Schultz, he turned out all right for, you know. He
became nobody like died a, in that one. Nobody died well, in that one.
A pretty well-regarded bounty hunter.
He looks amazing these days.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess John Stossel had a decent career for himself after that.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
So I guess, you know, that one turned out all right for the parties involved.
Not everything is super depressing.
No. I mean, like the Brawl for All one, that wasn't super depressing.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, you're right. That was great. Yeah. I like those ones where it's like, you don't just watch them and you're like, dude, if I try to show this to Lacey, she would be like, what is your problem? Are you trying to just bring me down? Because like, that's just like, okay, like the Gino one. And then I imagine the one, the Dino one next week. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, they're like murder mysteries basically, you know?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so that's kind of interesting, but like you know, five people dying.
I know.
It's and then sad. There's like, there's just so a guy, sad. Like a guy in Hawaii climbing a tree. It's small consolation right there. Anyways, that's it for us. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.